Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe. And, Brian, the Patriots will advance to the AFC Championship. It'll be right here at Gillette Stadium. They'll be hosting the Ravens next week.
Rematch of last year. We know last year went down to the wire, and really things played out pretty well for the Patriots. The Ravens beating the Broncos on Saturday. The Patriots really handling their business pretty well against the Texans today, spotting them a three-point lead, but really just taking care of what they needed to take care of from there. Got a little bit interesting, but this is really a thorough win. Their second time beating Houston last month.
Right, definitely a better game, a closer game, but in the third quarter, or right in the first half, the end of the first half, a couple of hiccups, they picked it right back up at the beginning of the third quarter there.
Yeah, I thought scoring touchdown that first drive of the third quarter was really the game changer to me, because the end of the first half ended so badly for the Patriots. Getting the ball back with a minute 15, a quick three and out, Houston getting the ball back and scoring three, cutting that deficit to just way too tight for going into the half. Patriots got the ball, scoring that touchdown later in the half. Really, the final momentum swing was Ninkovich's interception, and they scored 7 points off that one. So the third quarter was so vital for the Patriots in this one, just to make sure the Texans didn't really make it interesting. You know, it was a three-score game when they scored their final touchdown, and it really, you know, they were still alive, but really the Patriots had a big enough margin. Figuring out and reversing the momentum from the end of that first half was really important.
Well, some big contributors to tonight's game, big guys who stepped up. Shane Vereen has got to get some credit tonight. He was big, and Tom Brady alluded to that, saying this was a grown-up game for him. He came out big time.
And we shouldn't forget that in 2011, the draft in 2011, Vereen was drafted ahead of Ridley.
Right.
So certainly at that point, the Patriots felt better about Shane Vereen on draft day than they did about Stephen Ridley.
Right.
And he showed, this was obviously his breakout game. He's done well this year after a rocky rookie year. He's done well this year, and this was the day where, you know, the NFL watching world found out who Shane Vereen is.
Let's talk about some things that didn't look so good. Rob Gronkowski goes out with an injury. Not looking good for him right now.
The reports really during the game were that he's going to have surgery again and is out for the year. Nothing confirmed on that, obviously. He went out very early in the game, into the locker room, never seen again. Was officially listed as questionable, but then started seeing reports that he'll be done. Obviously a huge break, but you know, let's face it. They were without him really through the end of the season. They were without him today. They've done okay. We'll see how they respond to this, but like every other injury, next man up. And Michael Omanawanui had a lot of snaps today, and he'd be the next man up.
I think they're going to be okay. They've got a very versatile offense, and like you said, they've been planning so far this regular season without him, but definitely a tough break.
That's right.
To have to go home.
Tough break and a really tough week coming up, which we'll obviously get into.
Right. Okay, well, that will wrap it up for our post-game thoughts from Gillette Stadium. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.